All right, guys, welcome to this week's draft. We have a special guest, Logan Webster of Chicken Sheet, Camo Retro. And we also have, in true fashion, Kwabi Kauda, because he has to wake up before 9 a.m. tomorrow.
5 a.m., but yeah.
No,
yeah.
You have to wake up before 9 a.m., so right. You're crying.
I wake up before 9 a.m. every day, but yeah.
Okay. By the way, this segment is done typically on every week's podcast, but we thought this week we would do it for the 10-Minute Tuesday so that if you haven't been listening to the full pod or vice versa, that you'll go back and listen to the other ones. So this week we're going to draft best blind bag items. So we each get three. Carter, you're drafting, correct?
Yep.
Okay, good. So we'll all do three. And we're going to let Logan start. So Logan, 1-1, go ahead, blind bag item.
Yeah. I'm not including anything that's like
necessity for hunting.
Well, no, I was going to say like anything like a medical kit or anything like that. I think it's important to have supplies to like gauze and maybe a tourniquet and that kind of stuff. Just in general.
Never seen you have any of those, but
in the boat. There's a dry box in the boat.
That's okay.
But I digress. Talking about strictly practical hunting stuff. Number one, headlamp.
Always.
That is a good one.
That is my number one for obvious reasons.
But I can honestly say 75% of the time I don't have a
headlamp.
That's
correct. I was going to say.
Yeah.
75%.
Or an extra headlamp.
Joey doesn't. You should just get one that just stays in your blind bag.
Yeah, but then it's always dead. I've tried.
Yeah. Newer headlamps, man, those with the lithium batteries, they last a long time.
Yeah, I just put, I'm not going to say it anymore. I'll say it later.
Headlamp, though, that's number one. I don't leave home
without
it.
That's a very good one.
It's a good one.
Very good one.
If you forget your flashlight, because usually we have a flashlight or spotlight for the boat ride in, but headlamp.
Yeah. For where you hunt, absolutely necessary.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, if you're in a big open field by moonlight, you'd probably be okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, kind of annoying.
Well, like we have like trucks and we have our boats usually have a light on it and whatever. And so,
yeah.
Well, even then out in the field, like if you drop something or need something and can't find it and you need the light.
And that's, I bring one every time, but
yeah.
I don't think you could live without one where we are. Yeah. We'll let Carter go next. So Carter, go ahead.
For me,
1-1.
My first pick would be not sponsored, but sponsored Sound Gears. Very important.
That is a good one.
I have not hunted once without them now that I have them. It's just for filming or actually hunting, they're just the best.
Yeah. They are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty lit. Honestly, my
this ought to be good.
My blind bag consists of not having a blind bag.
Right.
You know? So when I was I would have like a big plastic bag.
Right.
Like, it was, like, not like a Walmart plastic bag, like an actual bag with no handles, and I would just throw my shells, and I would throw my calls, and I'd throw everything in there. But now as I get older, and we have nice backpacks from First Light and all
RW
this other
bags.
Stuff, an RW shell bag and all this and that, I would say the number one thing that I've been bringing lately is that shell bag.
Yeah, that is nice. I love
it. It's so nice.
It is really nice, and I like it because I can put two boxes of shells in it. Mm-hmm. Then I don't have to bring boxes into my blind bag.
It's just less garbage better. For the hike out.
100%. 100p, as the kids say.
100p. On God.
On God.
No cap, fam.
All right. My 1-1, I mostly bring for Joey. Wipes for your ass or your hands. It's, dude...
El Duderino wipes?
Mm-hmm.
Once you... butt valet, El Duderino, baby wipes, I don't really care what you bring, but some form of wipe. Once you start bringing them and then you need them one time, you're like, golly, I can just leave that in my bag and never take it out.
The best part is someone always has toilet paper or wipes, and I'm just like,
and you don't.
I don't need to bring them. Yeah.
You're the guy that doesn't pack shampoo because you're like, they're going to have it where I'm going.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, at the beginning of the year, I buy one of those boxes that has all the, like, individuals in it, you know? And then I don't have
boxes?
To, you can buy a box of dude wipes
single,
that have,
oh,
like,
single serve.
You're still talking about wipes.
Okay. It's a single serve.
Yeah, because that's my pick. Still talking about wipes.
Well, he was talking about shampoo and...
Ah. I don't buy any of my shampoo in boxes. It's a bottle. More of a bottled shampoo guy.
For sure. Box shampoo.
Yeah, that would be wild, huh? It's like boxed milk, though. They do it.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, Logan.
Yeah.
2-2.
So I actually haven't carried a blind bag in like 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah, usually, you walk in for
it's freeing,
stuff,
isn't
too.
It?
Yeah, I've
it's
got
freeing.
I've got the vest, and I keep most of it on my vest. But sound gear is a solid number one choice, by the way.
Thank you.
But I've usually just got them around my neck before I leave the cabin. I'm gonna go with number 2. Game hanger.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that was
I mean
my number 2. You bastard!
Yeah. I had no idea.
I flipped it around. Game hanger, because I mean, if you've had a good hunt's a good hunt, but trying to wrangle all those birds on the way out, carrying out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Birds, oh my gosh. It's
makes life a lot easier.
If you have game hanger, but just it's yes. a good one.
That is a very good one.
I always say yeah, I stay strapped.
Stay strapped.
What do we say strapped?
Carter 2-2.
Yeah. So I know Joey said it multiple times, but I'm a little bitch. So I bring with bug spray on the hunts because I really hate getting bit by mosquitoes early
God,
season
you
hunts.
You are a bitch. How often, how long into the year is that applicable though? Like October 1st, like 1 week?
Normally I keep it with until there is snow. I don't like bugs, so I have it with. And
yeah, you'd rather have cancer.
Everybody always wants it when I pull it out. So
have you tried Thermacell?
Yeah, there's too many bugs here early season
okay.
in fields.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thermacell makes my head I get woozy.
That smell
I get nauseous and then I get dizzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just means it's nap time.
Does it mean it's nap time or does it mean it's bad for you? One of the two.
You were definitely a glue sniffer when you were a kid though.
No, I was not.
Lead paint eater.
Yeah, I eat lead paint. Okay.
Makes sense.
My number 2 is a good knife. Every single time. I can't tell you. I always have a Williams Co. knife in my bag, and it has come in handy so many times.
That's a very good one.
That's the thing I forget the most.
I always have a knife.
Yep. Knife is a big one for me. Whether it's like you're trying to tie the boat to something, and you need to tie the second part of the boat, and you have that really long line in the front of the boat that's connected to an anchor or something, and it's a super windy day. I don't know. You have 2 anchors in the boat, but only one's connected to a rope. You cut that rope in half, or you can cut the rope in half and then tie the back end to a tree so it's not, like, swinging out into the river or whatever. I've used a knife so many times.
Yep. Mine, I'll go with, that's actually somewhat related to that. Ever since me and you got stranded on that island, Joe, I keep a set of pliers. Because that day we couldn't do anything with the nuts on the battery, you know, even if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have, like, the tool kit that I put in the boat now. But, you know, you're out with other people. Some other people have a boat. Sometimes people just don't have a tool, whatever it is. So, yeah, I started putting pliers in the boat now. Or in my blind bag, I mean. Mm-hmm. Just an easy thing to carry that, I don't know, you might need it.
I started bringing a pliers this year, fishing pliers for bands. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Multi-purpose.
Just because we shot so many, you know.
Yeah, I've got my pliers in case I ever shoot one. So
my little fingers hurt from pulling my all the bands off the blades.
And I hate cutting off the foot. I hate doing that.
Well, baby. My little baby.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
We haven't got bands, so you're getting no sympathy from this side of the room.
Yeah, you'll just shoot pink-footed fulvous whistling ducks, you know.
That is sick.
My hybrid. That was hybrid. Dude,
that's.
Have I told you all the story of the
whistling? The whistling ducks is so cool.
Yeah.
No, you haven't told us a story.
Anyways, it was frozen over and stuff, but that's not what we're talking about right now. Stay on subject.
All right, 3-3, Logan.
Topo Chico. No, I'm kidding.
You do always have.
Yeah,
that.
You do. You
always
do
have that thing on you. You always do have that thing on you.
I'm going to share one real quickly. I can't imagine this is still anybody else's, but this one's super specific to Arkansas, and y'all saw this down there, an extra gator or face mask for somebody who inevitably didn't bring theirs because covering your face in the woods is incredibly important if you're hunting the shadows and stuff. obviously for layout blinds and stuff, it's not that big of a deal. But that's not my third. My third is a, depending on your situation, an extra boat plug or tire plug. Super small, easy to just throw in there, and when you need it, you need it.
That's tire plug, huh? Yeah. Damn. You're really thinking ahead.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, every single one of these is like an experience.
You know how far that walk is from the cabin.
Golly. True. Yeah. Oh, that's real. Yeah, that's really far for
that's
you.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah. For my third and final one, staying on the little bitch trend, hand warmers, hot hands, big time.
You and Wade Shoemaker both.
Yeah. They came in very handy this year.
I mean, Wade will fly in and be like, where can I get some hot hands? Like,
they're nice. If you're holding a metal camera or anything, cool.
Yeah.
Warms up your hands.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Staying on the little bitch
I get
trend.
I get it for the messing with the camera. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't.
Need
you're
that,
still a bitch.
Need that
I know.
Tactile.
It's hard to wear gloves sometimes with the camera, too. So
yeah.
I get it.
Fair.
Wade has like six of them strapped to his hands. But yeah.
Right.
Probably be better to just wear gloves. But
does he just put the hot hands on and just duct tape over?
He should. I don't know. He puts them on the back and the front. And
can you fly with hot hands?
Yeah, it's okay. Not a lithium battery.
I didn't know one way or the other.
I did, just Idaho.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
This is a new one for me.
Okay.
This year, G-Tech. Very closely related to Carter's.
Oh.
Super
biting
closely.
My shit, I see.
No. No.
I'm staying on the bitch trend.
I've had two of mine yanked, so I'm going to stick with one. And it's not hot hands. It's a G-Tech. Do you know what a G-Tech is?
Is that the...
The electric hand muff?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I thought you said you didn't feel like it worked that good.
What do you mean?
Is that you, Carter?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It works so well.
Dies fast, though?
No. No, you like keep it on low heat, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it on low heat, it'll last like 15 hours. But they accidentally sent me a second one when my wife ordered it for me for Christmas.
Yeah.
So it came with another battery. Mm. Now, I keep one charging overnight. Mm-hmm. And then I put both of them in there, and there's an extra little pouch in there.
Mm-hmm.
So if it does die, throw that bitch in. You plug the other battery in, you're set, dude.
Yeah, so you're good no matter what. Yeah.
You can run around hot all day with two batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Joey-proof.
It is Joey-proof. It's ridiculous. And so when I was in Nebraska this year, it was really cold, like bad. And I'm like wearing boots, and we were sitting still for like 4 hours, and I'm like, I kept having to get out, and my feet were cold and whatever. And I'm like, you know what? Bet you this will work. Stuck my foot in there, dude.
I was going to say, you did.
Unbelievable. When I put my foot in that thing, it was like I could have hunted all day. All day. I put it in there on hot. All day. Put that thing in there on hot. Within 4 minutes, my feeling was back, and my foot was like hot.
Yeah.
Like, oh, put that shit back in the boot, switch it to the other foot, daddy's back in the game for like 3 hours.
You just kept doing that for 3 hours?
No,
you were good for 3 hours.
I was good for 3 hours after that, yeah. And I put it back, I turned it off, and then we're sitting in the layout blinds again, and then we hunted all day that day, and I only put my feet in there once. That
nice.
Was good.
That's sick. That's a good idea.
And Logan,
for your foot,
every time I've left the blind for something, someone shoots a band. On my side of the blind.
Mm.
It's unbelievable. It's bad. It's bullshit.
It is real. It does happen.
It's like every time. So, what's your third?
My third, this is a new one for me this year, paracord.
Mm.
And the reason being is you can literally do so much with paracord, including like fashioning blind scenario or tying more grass to an A-frame or your layout blind or whatever it is. Even like tying back trees, you know, like when you're trying to hide in trees or natural cover, but you just want something a little bit out of your face, or you want to tie a branch down to the ground
instead of breaking it.
Yeah, man. Like I watched some videos of some guys that were doing some deer hunting and sitting more, you know, and in stands where they felt like it was a little open and they were tying tree branches down with paracord. And then I just felt like that was something really good. So I like it. I like having it with me, and you can use it for literally anything.
With rope. Yeah.
Yep,
it's
paracord,
like
yeah.
Little rope.
Yep.
What's actually really cool about paracord is you can have it braided and whatever, and you can have like 200 feet.
I know.
And it takes up this much room.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's, you can ridiculous.
Burn the ends of it. There's just a lot of, you know.
Paracord is a shit.
Yeah.
It is really cool.
Yeah, you can use it for so much stuff when you're out hunting. So, yeah.
This was a, I cut it from the list, but just for the sake of being helpful for those listening to the podcast, zip ties.
That's a good one, too.
Zip ties are
huge.
That
same lane.
Yeah.
The pontoon blind. Mm-hmm. Bought so many zip ties.
Yeah.
And I just left them in the pontoon blind because wind would just throw the brush all off of the pontoon blind. You'd have to go and find the branch that had, like, the most leaves on it.
Yeah.
You're like, okay. And then it's like, okay, this hole is really open today. So you go put it in that hole, and you just loosely zip tie it. You're good to go. Zip yeah, ties yeah. are the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love zip ties.
It's a good one, too. It takes up almost no space.
The clown has no penis.
Any honorable mentions anyone wants to add? He had two, so.
I mean, you can always have, like, snacks.
Sure.
You know? Snacks yeah. and drinks, but I just feel like that's a cop-out.
Binos.
Binos are huge. Mm-hmm. Binos are huge.
Yeah.
But like
lighter.
I was going to add lighter.
That was on my list.
And that's kind of in the same, like, med kit. Like,
yep.
Just be prepared.
Extra gloves. That's another thing I carry. Just because at the end of every hunt, your gloves are wet. Doesn't matter what they are, dude. Like, being able to put your hand in dry gloves is awesome.
Yeah, well, if you keep putting your hands in your pants, they're eventually going to get wet.
Bingo.
You know?
A second Topo Chico.
That's dude, very
the amount of the amount of photos that you posted, I think it was like 3 of you, like, in the field. You just always had a Topo Chico yeah. in your vest.
I know.
You need a Topo Chico sponsorship, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, if anyone's listening,
hey, I got the Whistling Ducks too. I'm on brand.
Topo Chico.
It's freaking.
Don't take glass bottles on public waterways.
That's true.
Yeah, that's all private land that I'm doing. I had somebody call me out on that. I was like, fair point. Private land, and this is flooded. This isn't.
And they go right into your McAllister vest and go home with
they
you.
Do, dude, the yeah, they do.
I know. Yeah, I've seen it.
That pocket is perfect.
That's made for a Topo Chico, actually. Yeah. So, all right. Thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. Check out all of our other drafts on the main podcast every Thursday. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming next week.
Draft is probably my favorite part of y'all's stuff.
Yeah. And when this comes out on Tuesday, you can vote on the Midwest Flyways Instagram story on who you think won as well.
So, we'll do Tuesday?
Yep, Tuesday. Okay. This will go out Tuesday.
Okay, perfect. Beautiful. Thanks for listening. See you guys.